You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Big news day. John Football declaring for the NFL draft. Josh McDaniels withdrawing his name from consideration for the Cleveland Browns head coach vacancy. The team reportedly interviewing Ben McAdoo, the quarterback coach of the Green Bay Packers, as we speak. So certainly a lot going on today. And just a few minutes, we'll be joined from ESPN Wisconsin by Jason Wilde, who is the ESPNWisconsin.com senior NFL writer and also the host of the Aaron Rodgers Show with the Green Bay Packers quarterback. He joins us in just a few minutes. But you guys clearly fired up by today's topics, want to do a little bit of barking. So Lynn in Cleveland, welcome back and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a couple questions. I was just looking on the internet on Yahoo Sports that said that the Browns were going to interview Jay Gruden. Do you know anything about that? And if they're also maybe going to interview Zimmer? I know the Redskins are really after Gruden. I think he'd be a decent candidate to look at.
Yeah, he'd be an interesting candidate. I don't know any more than what's been reported regarding Jay Gruden. He would seem like an obvious guy for the Browns to get in front of. He, like McAdoo and like Gase, is represented by Bob Lamont. And he is a guy who I thought brought a lot of life and spark to the Bengals offense for sure, working, though, with the limitations that quarterback gave him. That Andy Dalton, I don't think Andy Dalton gave him a lot in the way of consistency. We know that much. And with all that was built around that offense, the weapons that were added, like Tyler Eifert, like Giovanni Bernard, the intention was that this was going to be explosive, high-scoring, to go along with A.J. Green type of scheme, and it didn't come to fruition. And I think Jay Gruden's got those ideas. I think he could be a superb play caller. Is he ready to be a head coach in the NFL? That remains to be seen. But he definitely commands a lot of authority within his group, and I think he might qualify on that leader of men category.
Yeah, and he is right now reported, according to Pro Football Talk and others, that he is the Redskins' first choice, although he prefers the Tennessee job. Daniel Snyder, they're saying, is trying to put together an offer that would make Jay Gruden an offer that he cannot refuse.
He can do that.
And he certainly can do that. We'll see. We will see.
Yeah, we'll see. And
I have not seen him, though, other than the report that Lynn just mentioned. Reported anywhere else about that.
Dan in Mansfield wants to join us now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I hope you're enjoying the heat wave we have today.
Yeah.
A couple things. The first one, coaching. You know, I'm a Zimmer fan. First of all, he's from Cincinnati. He gives us, you know, the best team in our division. You know, coming from them would help out a lot. He's got the fire and the passion, the young group of guys like the Browns. I think he would demand respect from them. You know, we're not going to have those problems, reported problems anyway, of players not respecting the coach or what have you. And the second thing is with the Manziel, and that was my original call, I'm not a fan of Manziel this year. I think we need a Watkins. We need an immediate starter. Probably the first two picks of the first round that we've got, two guys that make an immediate impact. I think Manziel, if you sit him a year or maybe 2 years, but right now, I don't think we can afford that. I think we could get a quarterback, you know, even, you know, in the third round, maybe the second round, just to sit and learn and get two guys right off the bat that's going to start for us. Just wanted your thoughts on that.
I think they're going to have the opportunity to get a receiver, whether it be via free agency, whether it be via the draft. And I think that whoever comes in and is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns in 2014, whether it be Brian Hoyer, whether it be whoever they draft, John Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Blake Bortles, will have the weapons around them to be successful. They will have a good to very good number two receiver. They will address the slot receiver position. The ground game will be addressed, and I imagine you'll get Deion Lewis back, who's a guy who certainly can catch the ball in the backfield and make big plays. So whoever comes in at quarterback this season is going to have weapons unlike anything we've seen for the Cleveland Browns in many a year. I really believe that if the investment is made properly this offseason, there's no reason why this team can't have one of the most dynamic passing attacks in the NFL. So I think Manziel will be ready to play. You could get Josh McCown, who showed that when you have the right weapons there and a good offense with Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall, he could produce. Josh Gordon, as we know, one of the most dominant receivers in the game. Eric Decker will be a free agent this offseason. There are plenty of guys in the draft that I find very intriguing. Watkins, Marquise Lee, Jordan Matthews amongst them. There are a lot of good receivers. Brandon Cooks from Oregon State, who I think could come in and be Percy Harvin-like in the slot for this team. So the weapons will be there. I think Johnny Manziel can come in and lead this team immediately, and we'll be surrounded by more talent than any Cleveland Browns quarterback has had the luxury of being surrounded by in many a year.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm... Again, you know, we've had this debate discussion before. I'm not ready to see Johnny Manziel necessarily hit the field and be ready to roll in 2014. I think that's probably more wishful thinking than real thinking right now. But to your point of enhancing the weapons, enhancing the people around the quarterback, whoever that quarterback would be in 2014, is valid. This team will have to spend a lot. This team will have to be aggressive in free agency as well. You're not going to get all those assets in the draft, even though the draft seems to offer those opportunities. But I think they're going to also pay a premium to get players to this team because there is so much newness, and we don't know what the program is going to look like. As we sit here right now and look at the available coaching candidates, it won't be name recognition or name value that's going to carry the day. It is going to be... You know, your belief as a player, I'm talking free agents, that first of all, the money is going to talk the loudest. And I think no matter how great a job the Browns do of selling their program, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner out on the road, Michael Lombardi, everybody selling the program to potential free agents, that checkbook is going to have to sell it the most and the loudest. All right, we're going to tell you a lot more about Ben McAdoo. We're going to find out a lot about him ourselves, because we're going to talk with Jason Wilde from ESPN Wisconsin, who knows the guy pretty well. Quarterbacks coach for the Packers, and that is Jason Wilde's team that he covers. He also co-hosts the Aaron Rodgers Show in Milwaukee on radio. So we'll get some insights on that. We'll hear more from you as we go along as well, your calls and your tweets at Browns_Daily. Vic Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.